In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is what the secular world calls Halloween, which truly is All Hallows' Eve, that is the vigil of the Feast of All Saints. And since so many people are today so much interested about witchcraft and all those things which are truly very harmful for us because they are dealing with forbidden and evil and demonic things, I wanted to tell you about a saint named Saint Cyprian who started his life as a warlock, that is, a worshipper of the devil, but he ended up a great saint. Saint Cyprian in his former life was called Cyprian the Magician, and he lived what is modern day in Turkey near in the town named Antioch, and his parents were witches who taught their son to worship demons and all kind of evil spirits. And Cyprian grew up to be a very skilled man in black magic, which is an evil form of sorcery. He blasphemed Christ, and he even committed secret murders so that he could search from the blood of his victims the prediction of future. In many ways, he was a very cruel and evil man. But then one time it happened that he got a client who was a very rich pagan man who had fallen in love to a beautiful Christian girl named Justina, and he applied Cyprian to help him in conquering and getting him, getting her marry him. But in the course of time, Cyprian tried every possible way and of black magic to make Justina fall in love to him. But Justina did what every Christian should do when faced with the powers of the devil. She fasted and she prayed very much, and most of all, she called Virgin Mary to come to her assistance. And Cyprian got to notice that none of his black magic could work and get over this Christian girl. And he started to doubt about his powers, and Cyprian finally decided that it was not worth it. I will not be magician anymore. And the devil was very angry because he was about to lose one of his most faithful servants. And devil started to whisper to Cyprian that his life had been so wicked and evil that God would never forgive him, and that he was doomed to spend all eternity in hell. But God showed his great mercy to the sinner and sent a very holy priest named Eusebius to help Cyprian in his conversion. Eusebius talked with him and comforted him, talked him about God's mercy and great forgiveness. And in the one Sunday morning, very early, Eusebius led this former warlock to the church. Cyprian was struck with reverence at the and heavenly devotion with which Catholics worshipped their true God. And he wrote himself in his confessions, "I saw the choir of heavenly men or of angels singing to God, adding at the end of every verse in the Psalms the Hebrew word Alleluia, so that they seemed not to be men." Also the Catholics there present in the church, they were astonished to see Cyprian introduced by a priest among them, and even the bishop could not believe his own eyes. And they kind of doubted that this man who was so evil, did he truly wanted to convert to the true faith? But Cyprian gave all of them proof next day by burning before their eyes all his magical books and giving his whole property to the poor and entering himself among the catechumens, those studying to be Catholics. And after all the necessary instruction and preparation, Cyprian received baptism and became a Catholic. Justina was so moved at these wonderful examples of mercy that she cut off her hair and became a nun and sold all her jewels and possessions and donated the money to the poor. So the former idolater Cyprian, he was now a Christian, and he was exemplary in his humility, modesty, and love of God. He also had contempt for any riches, and he loved now only the good heavenly things. Since he couldn't anymore practice black magic, which had been his living, he took a job as a doorkeeper or porter at the church. And after some time, he was made a priest. And after the death of the bishop, the same bishop who had baptized him, this former idolater was placed as a bishopric of Antioch. So it's truly a remarkable conversion story from the worship of idols and the devils, a complete transformation through the mercy of God. Cyprian was now the bishop of Antioch. But then the persecution of the cruel emperor Diocletian started. Cyprian was arrested and carried before the governor. Also, Justina was brought in front of him. And they both were inhumanly scourged and tortured. And after this, they were both sent in chains to Diocletian. And then the emperor commanded their heads to be struck off. And they ended their life as martyrs. Dear children, when we think of how great is God's mercy, it often leads to the most incredible stories of the goodness God has shown to his saints. Here you had very evil man who was changed into one of the saints of God. And notice also that the final of his total change came when he visited the church. He saw there people worshiping the true God, being devout in hearing the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and he saw them not merely as men, but almost like angels singing glory to God and expecting to enter heaven. That's how it is during these days of All Saints. We think about all the faithful people of God who have ever lived on earth, and we think how great reunion it will be in heaven when all of them come back together as one group again. It will be very glorious reunion in heaven, and all the bad things which have happened on earth, they will be then a total thing of the past. So on this Vigil of All Saints, think about children, how great it is to be a servant of God. Not only have we been promised so many good things on earth, like Holy Mass, the sacraments, which far surpass any treasury which we might get on earth, but we have been promised the eternal life in heaven, and that reunion will be the true family reunion. We see all the good and faithful servants of God in all the ages of the world, and nothing is so hard on earth that it wouldn't be extremely worthy to strive after in our lives. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.